This is Twit.
You use a voice assistant. I use a voice assistant. We all do for something, right? Well, maybe asking for a unit conversion, maybe a news story, maybe even just some music. But what about asking for it to pay for your gas? Would you use it? Well, the next time you need to fill up your car, you might pay for gas using your voice. Now, Amazon, Exxon, and ExxonMobil and payment provider Fiserv have announced they can pay. You can now pay with Alexa at some of the pumps. It's out there. It's now available at more than 11,500 Exxon and mobile stations across the U.S. Now, when you pull up to the pump, you can simply ask the voice assistant to pay for gas using your phone or through your car itself if you have an Alexa-enabled voice vehicle or Echo Auto. Now, Alexa will confirm the station, and the pump number with you, and it'll activate the pump. Payment will automatically be handled through Amazon Pay. Now, while you have already been using contactless payments at the pump anyways, this option can make your trip to the gas station a little bit more seamless. Well, folks, I want to throw this to my co-host, because I don't know about you, but this seems like, I don't know. I obviously, with the current pandemic going on, a lot of people don't want to touch those units or enter their code or anything like that. The question is this going to be easier? Is it going to make things easier? Cheaper, I want to throw this to you. You know, do you think this is going to be able to recognize individual users well enough? It sounds like there's going to be exploits here.
I'm sure there's going to be exploits, but I've already started seeing some changes in how I use my Amazon Echo. It's now asking who I am, you know, so it's trying, basically it's creating voice profiles between all the different users of the Amazon Echo system within my account. So that's going to be a pretty big difference. There's already a lot of changes happening into the Echo system. I've been seeing how just moving around my home, the Echo system is now feeling more localized. So it's can now tell whether I'm in one room or another. Anyway, the point I'm getting at is, yeah, with a lot of the changes and things, you know, happening, especially I'm hoping to get some real interesting insight from our guest, the IoT world, and especially what's happening with the Amazon Echo infrastructure, is that it's getting more directional, it's getting more localized, and it's actually starting to get a lot better at recognizing voices. So someone somewhere along the line is putting a lot of effort into those systems. I already know that this is could be a problem. Some of my friends in the Northeast actually had their gas cards hacked out from under them because they can pay with their phone just as they pull into a gas station. So live and learn. Sorry, not perfect yet. I'm sure Amazon's reading up on those particular hacks. So maybe, just maybe, it might be good. I actually really like the concept. I'm still going to wear a nitrile glove on my right hand so that I don't have to share my germs on the gas pump handle with everybody. But not having to go and stick my credit card in there, not having to go and type in this or that or that or this, might go a long way towards maybe me not getting COVID-19. But even still, one of the dirtiest things on the planet is a gas pump. So not having to touch things is really great. And maybe someday there'll be a robot that'll open up my gas tank and fill it for me so I don't have to even get out of the car. Who knows? I don't know. We'll see.
Schiebert. Yeah, I'll throw this to Curtis. Curtis, are you seeing these down there in Florida at all? Have you heard anything about their deployment? Because 11,500 stations sounds like it's almost critical mass there for getting people to adopt it.
You know, it does sound like a fair number of stations. I will admit I have not tried this. I haven't sought one out. But I do think it's a very good extension of something that I like from a security perspective, and that is using your mobile device, using your mobile ecosystem as a payment method rather than a physical payment card. The big reason that it's more secure is that these are paid for with a one-time token, so that even if a hacker does manage to intercept the transaction and sniff that traffic, they can't use it. You know, it's a one-time token that's used for that transaction and is useless in the future. I think that is really where things are going. The banks, the payment companies, the financial tech companies all love this idea because it minimizes fraud. And every company in that space has a number, a percentage that is their bearable fraud rate. And it's usually somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.5 to 3.5%. But if they can lower that, then that's definitely money in their pocket. And they would tell you money back to the consumer because they don't have to build cost of fraud into things like their interest rates.